Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I want to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. On Saturday, August 9th, 2014, an unarmed 18-year-old named Michael Brown was fatally shot by Darren Wilson, a Ferguson police officer. The incident sparked protests and acts of vandalism in the St. Louis suburbs, as well as national calls for an investigation into the incident. On August 11th, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, opened a parallel civil rights investigation into the incident, and Attorney General Eric Holder instructed the Justice Department staff to monitor the developments. In this clip, which comes from InfoWars, there are 70-some officers present in Ferguson, Missouri, with sniper rifles. Even people that are protesting in the daytime are being forbidden to protest.
Ja'Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Josh Owens, InfoWars.com. This is Ferguson, Missouri, the site where the teenager Michael Brown was shot by the police. The stories are contradictory. The police say they did nothing wrong, and we always know there's another side to the story. I say all that to say this.
Look at all these officers. A guy did a head count here, walked around. He said there are 70 plus of these officers heavily armored with sniper rifles, just as we said last night. And there he is right there, old Sniper Steve, and Josh Brelli over there, Sniper Scott. And a Grenade Gary over there, I don't know
Thank
if you can see his grenades too well. So anyway,
can you continue moving?
Now, as you recall,
I posted a video earlier where they said, you know, it's fine to come out here and protest in the daytime. They would prefer that you don't come out here and protest at nighttime. So the people said, okay, we'll come out here and protest at daytime.
But now they're saying, go on down the street.
So even though you came out here to protest on a peaceful manner in the daytime, they're saying now you can't do that anymore. So more reports coming soon, InfoWars.com.
On August 10th, after a day of vigils, some of the crowd then began looting businesses, vandalizing vehicles, and confronting police who sought to block off access to several areas of the city. Local police stations assembled approximately 150 officers in riot gear. The following day, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse a crowd at Quick Trip, a convenience store that had been burned out the night before. According to reports, gunshots were fired in Ferguson and five were arrested. On August 14th, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon stated that the Ferguson riots were deeply challenging and promised operational shifts to ease the situation using the Missouri State Highway Patrol to direct the security.
That's right, Chris. This is the Crick Trip. That was Burn, and people are coming up, a lot of them upset that they won't be able to get gas or anything else this morning because this is kind of their stop before they head to work or school or wherever. Now, I'm talking with two more gentlemen here. One gentleman says that you were part of the group that actually stopped traffic from coming in.
Yes.
Briefly, your reaction to all of this, why?
I believe that it needs to happen. I believe that they're too much worried about what's going on to their stores and their commerce and everything. They're not worried about the murder. They're not worried about the senseless death. That's what I'm worried about.
And real briefly from you, your thoughts.
I just think what happened was necessary to show the police that, you know, they don't run everything.
I don't think they did enough.
Well, you know, there is still a very large police presence here, especially on West Florissant, where a lot of the rioting and the looting went on, and police, again, will probably be here throughout the day. We're told about 32 people were arrested. We're not hearing of anyone injured at this time. Again, we're here in Florissant, right outside of St. Louis. Brenda Washington, KNBC 9.
Dorian Johnson was walking home with his friend Mike Brown. The two boys were walking home from a convenience store when the police officer told them to stop. The officer confronted the boys from the car, and then the officer got out of the car and started to fire at the boys. The officer shot Michael Brown over 7 times.
We wasn't causing any harm to nobody. We had no weapons on us at all.
Dorian Johnson says he was walking home from a convenience store with his friend Mike Brown. They were walking on the street when a Ferguson police officer from his vehicle told the boys to get out of the street. Johnson says they kept walking, causing the officer to confront the boys, first from his car, then got out of the car, firing a shot. Johnson says him and Brown were scared and ran away from the officer.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapons drawn, and he fired several more shots.
No justice, no peace.
Instantly, hundreds gathered, angered and saddened by what they call a complete overreaction by the officer. Now a family is demanding answers.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. You know how many black men graduate? Not many. Because you bring them down to this type of level where they feel like I don't got nothing to live for anyway. They're going to try to take me out anyway.
The crowd became more angered, even someone firing shots. No one was hurt. Meanwhile, Brown's body laid in the street for hours.
The shots that were being fired were very close to that scene, so we needed to make sure that the crime scene was safe. That's why we called for the additional officers so that we could safely, without conflict, move everyone back far enough.
Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson says the St. Louis County Police Department is handling the investigation into the officer shooting and says as standard procedure, the officer has been put on paid administrative leave.
We do want this investigated fully, and that's why we ask for the outside help to do that.
Let's switch gears to the Ukraine. On the other side of the world, a Ukraine military II-76 plane was downed by self-defense forces in Lugansk. The IL-76 is a large military transport plane that had 49 people on board. It was shot down as it approached the airport in Lugansk, and the plane was shot down with an anti-aircraft missile.
Well, we'll start with breaking news because Ukraine's defense ministry says all 49 people on board a military transport plane that was shot down in Lugansk are dead. An army official said more details will be released during the recovery operation. RT's Paul Scott reports.
The Ukrainian defense ministry have confirmed that a military jet was shot down as it approached Lugansk airport. It's reportedly been shot down using anti-aircraft or an anti-aircraft missile. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry have also confirmed that at the time it was carrying troops, equipment, machinery and food. Of course, Lugansk has been bombarded by the Ukrainian military and Air Force in recent weeks. It's really been one of the centers of the Ukrainian Army's or their anti-terror operation, as they're calling it. In fact, earlier this month, 8 civilians were killed when a Ukrainian military airstrike hit the city center. Well, in terms of what else is happening in the region, the Ukrainian army says it has regained control of the port city of Mariupol following intense fighting there. The Ukrainian military have targeted that city as well as part of this anti-terror operation, as they're calling it. And following intense battles, they say that they have reclaimed Mariupol. Five activists were killed and that the Ukrainian flag is now flying above the administrative building there. Meanwhile, Moscow is calling for an investigation into reports that white phosphorus bombs have been dropped on the city of Slavyansk. The city's also seen fierce fighting, of course, in recent weeks between pro- and anti-government forces. But videos have emerged showing what appears to be firebombs being dropped on the city. These weapons are banned by the United Nations. Despite the video footage and eyewitness reports, Kiev is denying such weapons have been used.
In Washington State, the residents in Washington State try to outlast the giant Carlton Complex fire. Level 3 evacuations have been ordered for various places near the Carlton Complex fire, which is now the largest fire in the history of Washington State.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Nadine Woodward. It's a race against time for 1,600 firefighters battling the Carlton Complex fire and so many trying to recover from the aftermath of the flames. Tonight, more families in danger of losing their homes with level 3 evacuations in place between Carlton and Pateras and Highway 97 closed between Pateras and Brewster. Level 3 evacuations have been ordered for the Pleasant Valley area, North Cook, Mountain Road, Rock Creek, Buzzard Lake, Leader Lake, Alpine Lake, and White Rock Road. Highway 20 between Twisp and Okanagan is closed. KXY4's Aaron Luna has in-depth coverage from the fire line.
And many residents throughout the area ready to leave at a moment's notice. Carlton was evacuated earlier today. Several hours later, they were allowed back to their homes. Many residents hoping they don't get that call again tonight. Saria Demotica has been living with the sound of choppers for the last week as they battle the lightning-started fire, the flames running right up through her home south of Carlton not once.
It was chasing me up the hillside. I came in the driveway here and was only able to grab my jackets and my wallet.
But twice.
It's coming, run. And so we had to evacuate out through here.
As she watched the fire move in once again, she called on nearby firefighters to help.
And so he's like, do you think I can get one crew in there? And I'm like, how about two?
With four engines and several helicopters making quick trips to the river and back, they were able to save her home. Others weren't so lucky.
And he just has his chimneys standing only now.
Fire crews now working to keep the fire from spreading north across Libby Creek Road.
It's a dry situation, and we're going to be in it for a while.
That's all right with Demotica. To her, the sound of helicopters is the sound of safety.
The fire crews are who saved my place. Yeah, and I'm super thankful for the fire crews.
Another big problem now is power. Power lines throughout the area are down. Crews are trying to get them up as fast as possible. A lot of residences have attached a generator to their system to turn the lights on, but it could be several weeks, maybe even months, before power is restored. Reporting in Okanagan, Aaron Luna, KXOY 4 News.
Well, Russia is seeking criminal punishment for certain biotech companies. Russia is planning to make GMO foods illegal. They are saying that they are not going to allow the planting of GMO seeds. There are various laws on GMO foods that are very similar to the laws associated to terrorism. Some countries are finding pesticides in children's blood after they have eaten GMO foods. And Monsanto is known for telling lies.
It's been called Frankenstein food, while the science behind it is accused of dangerously toying with nature. And in Russia, it could be branded terrorist. Genetically modified food and its potential negative health effects are making Russia take steps. RT Zagora Piskunov explains what's behind the harsh measures to criminalize producers.
Pictures like these are becoming common in different parts of the globe. In the U.S., Canada, Brazil, Germany, and China, GM foods are beginning to dominate entire sections of the market. For instance, up to 85% of corn and around 90% of soybeans are genetically modified in the states alone. After entering the World Trade Organization, Russia was also planning to widen its GM foods market, but now the country is making a U-turn on the policy.
We have to protect our citizens from GMO products, and we can do it without violating our obligations to the WTO.
According to Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, Moscow isn't going to allow planting genetically modified seeds this summer like it was planned before.
If these strawberries were genetically modified, then this field alone could produce more or less up to 20% more. On a wider scale, this means Russia is ready to lose annually tens of billions of dollars, if not more, which would have gone into the state budget and, what's more important, into the pockets of farmers. And the question is, why?
How can we think about money when we're talking about the health of our close ones? Russia has huge territories and doesn't eat GM foods. Moreover, we have all the chances of dominating the clean, not modified food market.
Parliament has also weighed in on the issue. Legislators are currently looking at increasing the punishment for breaking GMO-related laws, including hiding or distorting information on GM products, which could cause physical damage. Their idea is to equal such an offense to terrorism with maximum jail time of 20 years. GM products are still available in Russian stores, but perhaps what we're witnessing now are the first steps for their complete ban altogether. Igor Piskunov, RT, Moscow.
GM foods get a rough ride wherever they go. Activists in Argentina are fighting hard against production giant Monsanto. It wants to build a new factory, but local anti-GMO campaigners say they have evidence of pesticides in children's blood. So far, the authorities are allowing the protest camp to stay. RT wanted to ask the campaigners whether they stand a chance against the biotech behemoth.
It's all right to facilitate the development of existing factories, but it's different to build a facility that pollutes local villages. We will be the first to suffer as we live close to the site.
Monsanto tells lies all the time. That's the reality. But first of all, it's very corrupt. To achieve its goals, it cooperates with governments which love money and power. We have to understand that on our soil it will do everything to get to what it wants.
It's a horrifying situation. They fumigate toxins next to villages and schools. Teachers are forced to hide school children in auditoriums because of toxins coming from above.
Well, back to the Ferguson, Missouri riots. Police attack and arrest news reporters at a McDonald's restaurant. A police officer in camouflage clothes is moving people out of a restaurant. And this is improper police procedure. When are police in charge of shutting down restaurants? People from the media are being arrested in Missouri. Some people from the media had rubber bullets and tear gas fired at them.
Grab your stuff. Let's go.
I'm working on it.
Stop videotaping. Let's grab our stuff and go.
Right to videotape you, sir.
Hurry up. Let's go.
Please don't leave or go to me.
Let's go.
You see me working. Please do not tell me not to use my first.
Time to go. Let's go.
Please not leave a gun.
We're down about 45 seconds. Let's go.
Now is the street? Can I ask
let's go.
I'm trying to ask,
questions. Let's go.
Close. Can I move my car? I'm
you can move your car if your car's out here. Let's go.
It is. That's what I was asking. You didn't have time to answer.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm working on it, sir.
Let's go. Here's the door over here. Let's go. Let's go. You can move. Let's go. Move.
Sir, please.
Let's move. Let's move.
Sir,
let's move this way. Here's the door. This way or this way.
Host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter, to talk about this, along with Mike Brooks, HLN law enforcement analyst. Mike, as you were seeing video of this, was this proper police procedure?
Absolutely not. I looked at this, and having been with a police officer for over 26 years and with the civil disturbance unit and an emergency response team in Washington for a long, long time, no, this was not proper at all. Number one, when is the police now in charge of closing down restaurants? Was there a threat to this restaurant? Were these reporters in danger? No, it seems that they were not. The manager should have asked them to leave if they were going to decide to shut down that restaurant for public safety reasons. But they were not. And to just... flex cuff somebody and then take them outside and stand outside the restaurant for 15 minutes after they were arrested is not proper procedure. And then they were taken to the station, Carol, and then all of a sudden they were unarrested. And you just can't unarrest somebody. That opens up this department to false arrest, false imprisonment, civil charges. I'm just telling you, that is not the proper procedure at all.
Brian, I know you talked to Wesley. What did he tell you?
Well, he said this felt like it was unnecessary what happened to them, and he said he wants it to be about the protesters. He doesn't want to be the story, but he feels that his arrest and Ryan Riley's arrest were an anecdote about what protesters have also experienced. After all, there were 18 arrests reported last night. Two of them were journalists. If this happened to these two journalists, and this seems absurd, you got to wonder about the other 16.
I want to tell our viewers what happened to the Al Jazeera crew.
This was disturbing last night as well.
Take a look at this video. While we're watching, think about this. These are pictures of the Ferguson, Missouri Police Force. Guns drawn, firing tear gas into the crowd. Now watch, see those tear gas canisters? They've landed near a TV news camera. This kind of thing can happen, though, Mike, in breaking news situations. You just sort of get in the way. So is this different from what happened inside the McDonald's?
Yeah, a little bit, I think, Carol. Number one, where there's the protesters, where their position was set up. Number two, the lights. Were they giving away the law enforcement's position? Well, law enforcement come over and tell them, hey, guys, can you turn your lights up because you're illuminating us to the crowd, possible threat. But then to have the officers come in and mess with the cameras and mess with the lights, that's improper. That would have made me very angry as a journalist.
So Al Jazeera did respond, Ryan.
Yeah, in the last hour they put out what I think is a very strong statement. They say not only was that tear gas aimed in their direction, but also rubber bullets. And even after they yelled press, more rubber bullets were fired. And I'll read you, Al Jazeera America is stunned by this egregious assault on freedom of the press that was clearly intended to have a chilling effect on our ability to cover this important story. Those are strong words, saying this was intended to have a chilling effect. And by the way, we heard that from the Huffington Post last night, too, about their reporter arrested. So there are, although these are two different cases, it does contribute to a sense that there's been an escalation in tensions between the press and the police there.
InfoWars reporters were gassed, shot, and men with AR-15s were aiming at them. This is a pretty interesting clip.
Our reporters went in there with an open mind. Ja'Kari Jackson was going to college for RTF and criminology. His whole family is extremely conservative when it comes to things like the police. And Ja'Kari has told me that it's just outrageous what's going on. So has Joe Biggs, who's a combat veteran, multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a war hero, written up in Rolling Stone and Esquire. So he went in there with an open mind. He doesn't hate police. A lot of his friends are cops. This is outrageous on so many fronts how they're trying to spin it. There is video we're going to play here in a moment for TV viewers. For radio listeners, it's up on InfoWars.com with our own video of it. We don't just have the video like Al Jazeera has. We have the audio of an Al Jazeera crew with big cameras, lights, doing their news report, being fired at with tear gas and rubber bullets. You see Ja'Kari behind them running away in the video. And then the SWAT team runs up and dismantles. They fire tear gas at them. Then as they run, rubber bullets were then fired. The media doesn't even have that part. Ja'Kari was there. Biggs was hit. And then they run up and tear the cameras apart. So mainline TV crews, folks, who are 500 yards away or more, are being attacked, and I couldn't tweet last night. We went and did a test. Kit Daniels did, set up a new Twitter, sent out the Joe Biggs video, the live feed. They suspended the account, turned it back on in the morning. They are wargaming and psyoping the Internet, and the cops on the ground don't even know this. So I'm not the enemy of the police who are being given disinformation, but it's now been federalized. The county, the city, state police, and feds, just like Katrina, where they use it for gun confiscation, and people denied that at the time, later confirmed, this is a psyop. This is a psyop. Look at the sheriff's department federalized with men with AR-15s aiming them at the press after they shoot them with rubber bullets. This keeps happening. People are going to start, you know, whatting back. And it is going to turn into a civil war. The police are being told, you know, dominate, maintain control, shut down the press, and, you know, we'll keep this under control. Well, statistically, this will have the opposite effect. If we're lucky, this won't blow up. But the intent by the feds with the federalization, I mean, people think it's an archetypal image of UC Davis with the head cop spraying kids in handcuffs with gallons of pepper spray. No. What's archetypal is paramilitary police shooting reporters with rubber bullets and tear gas, running up and dismantling the camera. The military attacking the press in America, attacking cameras. This is the new image. Make no mistake, artists, you name it, are going to expose this. And this all integrates with the open borders and the rest of it.
You are watching the best of the Alex Jones Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Watch live at InfoWars.com/show or become a member of InfoWarsNews.com and help us take resistance to the next level.
Okay, folks, let's take a little short break, listen to some relaxing music, and then we'll pick up again in about 2 minutes. Welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We are playing some clips this evening, going over some breaking news in the Ukraine and in Missouri, Ferguson, Missouri. And I will talk a little bit about what the Billy Meyer case has to say about this information as well. This next clip I'm having a heck of a time finding, but I think, you know, when you get too many clips, it makes things a little challenging. We'll have to come back to that one, I think, in a minute. Probably the most disturbing clip that I've seen today is of a second shooting that took place in St. Louis. It shows a man kind of walking forward to some police officers there, and I don't know, for some reason he was angry and he was telling police officers, well, just shoot me. Well, in fact, they shot him about a dozen times right there in the neighborhood in St. Louis, and it was filmed by just somebody with her camera there. So I'll let you listen to this, and it's out on YouTube, so you can find it. Man shot and killed by St. Louis police officers.
The police gonna pull up. You see, y'all call the police?
I didn't want
it. He's begging up.
Take it down, man. He got a gun out. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They got their guns out. Oh my God. They just killed him. Oh, here we go again. They just killed this man. He's dead.
Look how they flipped him up and then they already dead, man. That's fucked up, y'all.
They're putting him in cuffs. He's dead. Oh my God. They just killed this man. He didn't have a gun on him.
They cuffing him.
Now they cuffing him. He already dead. He already dead. Y'all see it for yourself. The man is already dead. They cuffing him. They cuffing him. I got everything on camera. From the time it started and everything. Oh my God. They just killed him, y'all. He dead. This is just like, I don't even know what to do. Oh my God, he's still holding his gun out. The man is dead. Oh my God. He didn't even have a gun or nothing. They could have tased that man. They shot and killed that man. Oh my God.
The motherfucking police?
This is crazy. I don't even know what to do.
Yep, got it.
Back up. Oh my God.
Get back up to the corner right now, please.
You can smell a gunfire.
Back up, please.
We bagging up, sir.
No, he's dead.
Back up.
Fucking honey bun, dog. That shit
over fucking over two fucking soldiers, y'all. They could have tased that man. Y'all see that for yourself. They could have tased that man. Oh my God. Come over here, man. Come on.
They you down.
Hey, come over here. Come on.
So get your ass over here.
Get away from that.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible clip. If you go to Ohio Exopolitics on Facebook, I've posted that up there. I'm going to have to find that URL. I don't have it handy with me. It's an astonishing video. I've watched it about 7 times today. That man that was walking towards the police saying, shoot me, shoot me, they shot him about a dozen times. It was shocking. It's truly, Ferguson, Missouri is an American city under siege.
The National Guard has taken control of Ferguson, Missouri, a city so torn, so tense, it is now essentially militarized. We're going to give you an extraordinary look tonight at what it's really like on the front lines in Ferguson. ABC News correspondent Alex Perez and Nightline producer Chris James spent 48 hours out on the streets with both police and protesters, and here's what they saw.
You are subject to arrest.
It's midnight in Ferguson, an entire city bracing for lockdown.
really, like, you know, the last battle because we've been done unfair.
On one side, protesters like Haiku, a young activist. He's gearing up for another night in his hometown, a city under siege.
Why are you wearing the bandana?
They tear gas me.
Really, honestly, it's not going to do anything other than help me breathe. I won't be able to see, but if I can breathe, I don't need to see where I'm going.
You must leave immediately.
No, no, no! No, no!
The guy with a gun up there, be careful!
On the other side, police in full force.
You are violating the state-imposed curfew.
Armed to the teeth, prepared to do what it takes to enforce a state-mandated curfew. For the protesters, it isn't just about the right to free speech and assembly. They say they're here fighting for their freedom.
I'm here because I feel like the Constitution doesn't have business power.
The first day that we protested, it was basically to let the police know that we want justice for this child.
Justice, they say, for 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed teenager fatally shot 6 times, twice in the head, by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. He has not been charged with any wrongdoing, but this morning, Michael Brown's mother told our Robin Roberts she wants charges brought.
How can peace be restored, ma'am?
With justice.
And what is justice to you?
Being fair. Arresting this man and making him accountable for his actions.
These protests have spread globally.
Has not been charged.
Our cameras had access to both sides of the fight, with the SWAT team struggling to maintain order.
We're going to launch smoke down there first. I want everybody behind the armored vehicles.
In the next clip here in a minute I'm going to play, I've got some shocking footage. It shows a police officer pointing his gun directly at protesters and the press, and he's remarking, "I'm going to effing kill you." The scene was witnessed by InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs, who was also filming the incident. And the clip shows a Ferguson officer with his gun raised, pointing it directly at citizen journalists who was live streaming at that time. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Absolutely scared. A lot of intimidation by St. Louis County police officers.
Born and raised in St. Louis, Ferguson is one of her districts. She's here at this burned-down Quick Trip gas station, which has become a symbol of the protest movement.
Behind us is a result of looting last Sunday, where a bunch of people were just angry and upset and decided to just raid the store. And then they set it on fire.
Her goal tonight is to keep things peaceful in a town where peace seems a long and distant hope.
It was more peaceful in Iraq in 2010 than it was in St. Louis, Missouri in 2014.
Like so many others, she thinks the police have failed in their heavy-handed approach and have created more violence than they have stopped. In this St. Louis suburb, tensions with police have long run high. In a town where 68% of the population is black, there are only 3 black police officers.
This group of people represents the victims, because any one of them could have been Michael Brown, depending on the day and time.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, each other.
Their frustration led them to the streets and to social media, where an explosion of tweets thrust this case to national attention.
Trying to go nuts.
Haiku is one of the most active on social media, a rapper. His real name is Brian Lohman, and he's made a name for himself.
Shots fired. A man got hit in the stomach twice.
By documenting all the injustices he says he has seen.
Y'all was just marching and they tear gas.
Just marching and they start tear gas.
That burns.
As soon as the sun goes down, man, it's like a third world country that's fighting for liberation once again, because it really is like that.
He feels it's his duty. In the past week, he's gone from having 300 Instagram followers to more than 7,500. He takes us to the spot where Brown was shot down. Here, supporters have built a makeshift memorial, a handmade tombstone, signs calling for justice, and above all, love.
He executed that young man.
Sherry and Mello live across the street from where Brown was killed.
They left his body out for close to 5 hours. They covered him up after a while. Nobody wanted them to plant something on that young man to try to justify why they shot him. You know, so everybody was watching.
When tensions flared, they sent their son and daughter to stay with grandparents out of safety concerns.
For them to see somebody lying out in the street, you know, they got questions, you know.
They want to know right now, because our kids are not home, why they can't come home. We can't allow them to come home.
Why can't you?
Well, because looters do stupid stuff like blow up a gas station, you know, gas. So what happens if something like that explodes?
Sherry says this day was bound to come.
The community as a whole is just tired of being harassed by the police in its entirety. This is just like, this is it. This is the last, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. This is it. Everybody's standing up. Don't want to take anymore.
The hopelessness she feels echoed by so many black Americans across this country.
I'll be on the go!
Including rapper J. Cole, who released his emotions through song, penning a poignant tribute to Brown called Be Free.
All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
He says he's not here as a celebrity.
Out here like everybody else, brother. Anything that all these people out here for, that's all here.
The only thing that we ask is for equality. In 2014, we still on the struggle, and it's insane.
But you, everything you came is real.
My baby, your baby, everybody's baby can be the next Mike.
It don't matter what he was or what he did. Look at how he died.
Well, let me quote from a one-armed farmer from Switzerland named Edward Albert Meyer, who has been warning us prophetically about these times which are occurring now in the United States. In his very fantastic writing called The Goblet of Truth, he writes, "Therefore, you are becoming ever more indifferent to one another, more mistrustful of one another, and increasingly emotionless, disinterested, indolent and obtuse in interpersonal relationships, which is causing simple human connections to be destroyed and entire families to be ruined. Under such unbearable circumstances, many amongst you will feel blazing anger rise up in you and will therefore torment other fellow human beings or even extract bloody revenge on them. Your greed for profit, you human beings of earth, is continuing to abound more and more, and those of your world who have might are casting your populations of all states into ever deeper misery, making imperious and megalomaniacal decisions above your heads, taking all the might of determination away from you as a people." Let me play our next clip here about Ferguson riot police as they viciously attack reporters and protesters.
You are no longer peacefully assembling. You must leave, return to your vehicles, return to your homes. You will be subject to arrest if you fail to comply. You cannot be in the street. You are not peacefully assembling anymore. You must leave to your vehicles, leave to your homes immediately.
Please turn off your video.
What did they say? Did they say please turn off your video? That's what sounded like to me.
Did they just tell us to turn off, stop filming?
I think that's what they said, honestly.
Sounded like we've been out for people. They told us to turn off our recording.
Trapping everybody.
Everything is a matter of might and money, and from now on everything will become worse in this regard, as will catastrophes of all kinds in nature, in the climate and amongst you human beings, caused by the breakneck speed of your population growth, which has become uncontrollable. Everything is consistently and increasingly directed towards hierarchy, money, income, profit, and gain, as well as productivity, due to the efforts of those who are greedy for profit and might. an attitude which is, however, spreading more and more amongst individual human beings and entire peoples.
Now notice, they want to talk about the rioters and the looters, and they're popping off smoke.
My God, man.
Get cover. Everybody get some cover. Oh.
A Molotov over here. I'm gonna get back from that. Bro, they're the ones burning it down. You ain't gotta do it for them. Whoever did that, man, don't do all that. Don't burn down your own freaking neighborhood. They popping smoke over here. Bro, don't! Quit! Bro! Bro, quit! Stop! Stop! Bro, quit! Man! Why are you gonna burn down somebody else's house? What is that?
Therefore, you are becoming ever more indifferent to one another, more mistrustful of one another, increasingly emotionless, disinterested, indolent, and obtuse in interpersonal relationships, which is causing simple human connections to be destroyed and entire families to be ruined. Under such unbearable circumstances, many amongst you will feel blazing anger rise up within you and will therefore torment other fellow human beings or even extract bloody revenge on them. However, trust among you human beings will vanish to an increasing extent, leading to ever worsening forms of jealousy and hatred arising in many of you, whether because of a difference of opinion or a different belief, because of money, goods, and chattels, or simply because the face-biting clothing of someone else provokes you.
All right. So, here they come. They pop in, big bang.
Joe Biggs got shot with a rubber bullet.
Now I'm running down the street. Man, quit shooting at me. Quit shooting at me. You see, they shooting at us. You see that?
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the InfoWar to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, there's a new player on the scene. It's a group of people. I believe they're computer hackers, and they're calling themselves Anonymous. And Anonymous has decided to take on the Ferguson Police Department.
On another subject, there has been a lot of concern expressed here in the Ferguson area about the Ferguson Police Department's resistance to reporting the specific name of the officer directly involved in Michael Brown's shooting. There, of course, have been reports that there was some sort of confrontation between that police officer and Michael Brown. But joining us now, we're going to talk with America Tonight's Lori Jane Gliha, who has observed some of the social media exchanges that intend to put a lot of pressure on the Ferguson Police Department to release this name.
Yeah, Joey, the group Anonymous has been known to get involved in situations like this, especially in small towns, especially in situations in which police are not giving information freely or very quickly. And what we've had happen here is a big push for the name of the officer that pulled the trigger in this case, and also a push for people to be able to protest freely without the police department's involvement. So what's happened online is a bunch of people have come together, computer hackers and activists, and they pushed this situation into the spotlight and also done their best to keep authority hold them accountable.
Greetings, world. We are Anonymous.
A day after the death of Michael Brown, the hacking collective known as Anonymous released this video, launching what it calls Operation Ferguson.
To the Ferguson Police,
the video urged local residents to protest Brown's killing, promising retaliation if police interfered.
If you abuse, harass, or harm in any way the protesters in Ferguson, we will take every web-based asset of your departments and governments offline. That is not a threat, it is a promise. Attacking the protesters will result in the release of personal information on every single member of the Ferguson Police Department.
Anonymous is a self-described leaderless network of activists and hackers. They often come together to protest what they see as violations of civil and human rights. Videos featuring computer-generated voices, threats of hacking, and masked characters have become their trademark.
We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
In its videos for Operation Ferguson, the group is making an unusual demand, calling for federal regulation of police conduct.
Anonymous demands that the congressional representatives and senators from Missouri introduce legislation entitled Mike Brown's Law that will set strict national standards for police conduct and misbehavior in the USA.
This past week, hackers thought to be affiliated with Anonymous have launched several attacks. On Sunday, the city of Ferguson's website was brought down. On Tuesday, the home address and phone number of St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar was posted online. An email bomb was also dropped, overloading city email accounts. And on Wednesday, police dispatch tapes said to be from the day of the shooting were released.
Ferguson has asking for assistance with crowd control. They have a large group gathering there. And we just got another call stating that as the officer involved shooting.
Chief, how do you respond to Anonymous and the fact that they say they're going to release pictures, names, addresses? How do you respond to that?
Okay. Well, Anonymous has been doing that. It hasn't been accurate information, but they've been putting out as accurate information. All we can do is counter it when we see it.
Then there was today's tweet claiming to name the officer who shot Brown. The police quickly took to Twitter themselves, saying the wrong man had been identified and calling on those responsible for the posting to stop. Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson at today's press conference.
We're going to have a conversation about the release of the name, but I guess it's Anonymous, put out a name this morning, Brian something, that's not the name. I haven't seen anything else.
I mean, are these guys just running name after name after name after name?
I think that's probably what they're doing. They're taking the name of everybody and throwing it out there.
Twitter has since taken down the account which posted the name.
And so that's the difference with Anonymous, is that there is no organization. Immediately after that original tweet came out showing that this name had been released, a different Twitter account affiliated with a different Anonymous account denied any involvement.
Again, more of the Billy Meyer prophecies about this time. And in the future, Gewalt, murder, and deliberate as well as malicious and warlike destruction will prevail amongst you, something which in its entirety also will be carried into space near Earth. And in fact, not only in particular, when worlds close to Earth are settled by human beings of Earth. I have one more clip, and this is from that group that calls themselves Anonymous.
Citizens from Ferguson, Missouri, and from around the world, we are Anonymous. Ever since the execution of Mike Brown, which sparked the residents of Ferguson to take a stand against the ignominious and racist police aggression that has recently taken place within their community, which has led many citizens little choice but to take to the streets, and take the action online, made the world watch, as many citizens, journalists, and children, stood their ground and shook the force of injustice that blocked, and suppressed their freedom and basic rights. Such events that have taken place these past days have awakened the masses of the so-called rising police state, which the citizens of the United States are living upon. By many news outlets, Anonymous did not stand idly by, and we did not let this go unpunished or unnoticed. We as a collective have taken down key sites belonging to the Ferguson police and their militarized support. Even now that the situation has settled, tense anger is still being embroiled within the community of Ferguson. And here at Anonymous we will bring about everything we have in our disposal and give the residents of Ferguson every necessity, comfort, and care they need. Our solidarity and respect go to the countless independent citizens that took to the streets and organized peaceful walls of unity against the violent, inordinate police forces that took time and liberty out of their lives and placed it into helping the citizens in Ferguson. We also send our greetings to many journalists and concerned citizens that work in Ferguson and brought their dark experience to the web and to the world. In the end, this war was not just about Mike Brown and the unjust death which sparked days of rage within the community. It questioned the reality of the so-called land of the free. Countless reporters were prosecuted for doing their job by showing the world that bringing riot gear, tear gas, militarized vehicles and many unsafe, hazardous, and deleterious equipment, and also concealing and fabricating evidence without even speaking to the victims or witnesses, is not the proper response to a community who have suffered a terrible loss. The response was police shattering and fracturing people's and reporters' equipment and health, mocking and bullying them, throwing tear gas at their specified locations, and harshly yelling at reporters to leave Ferguson. Many protesters and rioters suffered from potential injuries. This scene does not just tarnish the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, and the freedom of press. It destroys the very ideology the United States claims it stands for. Many citizens also detected that the President of the United States gave deep condolences to the family, yet he never once mentioned that the person that killed Mike Brown was a police officer. Racial profiling within the United States is occurring constantly and is growing.
Well, folks, I want to thank everyone who came to listen tonight. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We'll be back soon. Have a good evening.